Final couple of questions in this FAQ. The law concerning who is responsible for comments is extremely clear in Sweden compared to the UK. The legal liabilities of a UK online publisher are not clearly defined. There exist few legal cases not yet indicating clear answers. The result of this has been a natural inclination for publishers to err on the side of caution and remove material just to be on the safe side. The outcome of this case has been criticised for having a negative effect on freedom of speech. What's my opinion? Well, yes, I do think we need more case law. I think things are a lot clearer than they used to be. And actually, I think what has happened is not so much material being removed to be on the safe side, but actually publishers not monitoring material because they were under the impression that the safest option for them in terms of comments was not to moderate them, because then they could, to some extent, deny responsibility until, of course, they are notified of the comment and their attention is brought to it, at which point they have a responsibility to act. But traditionally, you could say that the absence of clear law on comments meant that publishers provided a larger space for free speech, because legally that was their best defence. So I think it can have both effects, and it's difficult to say without knowing what law would be established whether that would be better or worse in terms of freedom of speech. I don't think there's anything more I can really say on that. So I'm going to move on to the next question. Has the possibility to comment on articles online had any effect on democracy? Well, I'm not. I think that's drawing a sort of connection which is almost impossible to do. If you're trying to connect people's involvement in a political process to their ability to comment on articles online, the simple answer is I don't know, and you'd need some very specific research to try and draw out any connection between the two. So the next one is whether it has any effect on the relationship between media and its consumers. There, I think, absolutely. I think as soon as you open up comments, you acknowledge explicitly that the user has a voice in what you are doing as a publisher, beyond simply buying or not buying a newspaper, or tuning in or not tuning into a broadcast. By opening up comments, that's a first step towards saying that you have a voice too, and you may want to talk about this. The second step, of course, is actually listening to that. And it's when news organisations don't respond to comments that you get a real frustration and anger from users who, some of them feel that an implicit contract has been broken. You open up this commenting space and then you don't listen to what we say. Or even worse, you don't publish our comments. And that's particularly the case when a newspaper publishes something that's factually inaccurate or about a particular individual, and that individual is denied the opportunity to respond in the comments, whereas others are given that chance. And it sometimes gives the impression that the news organisation is trying to distort reality, if you like, and trying to hide information which changes their version of events. So comments, I do think, change that relationship quite significantly. And at its best, that can be a really productive relationship. You can use your comments as a way for users to highlight mistakes, use it for users to highlight possible new angles. They can update content if things have changed since the article was written, and they can find other people with a shared interest in the particular issue that has been reported on, and sometimes that can lead to really useful and productive outcomes, if you like, for society as a whole or for journalism. So it does change the relationship, and I think if you're looking for new ways to do journalism, then journalists who do engage with users in the comments will find new leads, new contacts, new information that they wouldn't otherwise access. And you see that increasingly. I did some research myself into journalists who were blogging, and there was a very clear sense that they felt more accountable to users, that they saw new angles on stories that they hadn't seen before, that their whole way of doing journalism had been influenced by this engagement with users. They felt closer to them. So that's, I think, has answered all the questions you have. I'll wrap it up there. If I can find the button to pause, because I've just minimised that, I'll end it there.